Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You decide.
2020.
Alex Stone is our ABC News correspondent who is covering the Democrat debate that takes place in Vegas tonight. Good morning to you, Alex.
John, good morning to you. Yeah, this is going to be one billionaire making his first appearance on stage tonight and another billionaire losing his spot. We got Bloomberg, who no doubt is going to take a lot of fire from his fellow Democrats tonight. His poll numbers have been going up among Democrats. His profile's been rising, but not on stage tonight. Somebody who has spent a lot of money, especially in the West and especially here in Nevada. Tom Steyer, who has spent hundreds of millions of dollars on advertising, but Steyer did not qualify for tonight's debate here. So Bloomberg going to take a lot of hits on the money. His opponent saying he bought his way on stage. Warren calling Bloomberg an egomaniac billionaire. We're going to hear a lot of that, no doubt, tonight.
Well, help me understand exactly what has changed. I was reading a bunch of stories last night and this morning trying to discern exactly what rules the DNC has implemented that have got everybody all upset, saying that Bloomberg's bought his way in. Is it just that he spent $400 million to up his poll numbers, or is there something else?
You know, up until now, the requirements to debate among the Democrats, so one of the requirements has always been a threshold of donor money. Well, Bloomberg doesn't have that donor money because he's spending his own money. The $400 million that he spent on advertising now, the money out on the road to hold events, that's his own money for the most part, and that did not qualify until now for these debates, that you had to get polling numbers and individual donor money. Well,
right.
They have tossed that out. Now, polling numbers, and there are a couple of other ways that you can get in, but it doesn't have to be donor money any longer, which allowed Bloomberg to get in. Now, this is something that he had been calling for a change for a while, whether that just be rhetoric to try to say, hey, you haven't heard from me, but you just wait, or if he really wanted to get in, we don't know. Both sides seem like they want him to be there. The other Democrats want to try to rip him apart. They haven't had a chance to question him yet. That,
yeah,
among Democrats, his polling numbers have been going up, but he's kind of had this, you know, Teflon skin that nobody else could go after him because he hadn't been on the debate stage. He claims he wants to get out there to really get his message out and to show the contrast how he is different than the rest of them. But Sanders is the big one, as he's leading the pack right now among Democrats. That he's just been pounding at Bloomberg. They're very different, whether it be how they made their money, how they think money should be spent, how they think business should be involved in it. That those two will no doubt spar tonight. But Biden's been seeing his numbers dropping as Bloomberg's been coming up. Biden needs to try to tackle him a little bit and go after him. So no doubt we're going to hear a lot of focus on him tonight.
And the rules change. Did they guarantee that they were going to stick with these rules, or was there always the, hey, we're going to go month by month and we may make changes as this goes along? Because just to be fair to Democrats, I don't know whether this was in stone and they changed their mind. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
No, it was not in stone at
gotcha.
All. In fact, back when we were in Ohio and then again when we were in L.A. doing covering those debates, we heard from the Democratic Party, the DNC, when they came in, they were asked, okay, so are you going to make the change? And they said over and over again, we're doing this month by month, that every month with these debates, and now they're going to be more frequently than that. There's another debate next week for South Carolina. Debate by debate, they were deciding on what the rules were going to be. And there had been a call among most of the candidates to drop that donor support so they could get Bloomberg in there, so they could debate him. So nobody, at least on the candidate side, really seems like they're fighting this rule change. In fact, they had been calling for it, but the DNC had made it clear that they were taking this really debate by debate, and then they would decide at some point when Bloomberg could get in.
Alex Stone, our ABC News correspondent, covering the Democrats in Las Vegas. Thank you.
You got it. Thanks, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.